Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. So a few months back, I actually read an article that Joel Salatin wrote. He said that each new homestead craze hits a 6-year cycle, typically. 2 years of this glorious honeymoon phase, 2 years for reality to sink in, and 2 years for homesteaders or new farmers to burn out, sell out, get out, and ultimately quit their homesteading venture. When I read this, I was honestly kind of sad by the article. But even more honestly, I could actually relate to it. Because at that particular point in time, I was hitting one of the deepest seasons of burnout I had ever experienced. I'm going to tell you, number one, why I hit such a severe season of burnout. Number two, how I made the decision to adjust rather than quit. And number three, 2 hardcore rules I set for myself to really bake a high level of sustainability into my farming efforts. Okay, so here's why I hit such an intense season of burnout, and it's something that I'm finding is very, very common in this homesteading circle, and that is I diversified too much too quickly. While I never really formally talked about it here, I expanded the farm with a micro cow-calf herd, a dairy goat herd, and a feeder pork operation, and all within just a few short months. To be fair about the feeder piglets, that was actually my brother's enterprise, so aside from actually having to manage them logistically and help whenever they escaped their pen, which was kind of a lot, I didn't really have much to do with them. Within a year of expansion, the pigs were tearing up the pasture in various places. The goats were very difficult and would not remain in my rotational grazing program. And we went through a series of major and minor droughts that really caused that micro cow-calf herd to put a lot of pressure on my pasture, and they required a lot of supplemental feed to keep them going. Now, the sheep actually continued to do great. My revenue from the sheep flock tripled from 2022 to 2023. And this was because of something I really drive home here on the channel, and that is I was actively cultivating a market stream for the sheep alongside the growth of the flock. That was something I really was not doing for either the beef or the goats. By the way, if you are interested in that $100,000 farm business framework that I created for my sheep operation, I'll direct link it down below for you. So I made it through the summer. I committed through the summer, and I didn't make any rash decisions based on my burnout. But once autumn hit, I took a step back and I made some serious adjustments. And here are the 3 adjustments that I made. I looked at the cows and I said, okay, my original conceptual objective here was to grow grass-fed beef. I am going to eliminate the costly risk of running a cow-calf operation to produce the grass-fed beef, and I'm going to return to just simply buying stocker or feeder calves, something that really requires a shorter time frame to finish. I looked at the goats and I said, okay, I do not want 15 dairy goats, but I can probably do 3. And I will see if I can cultivate within myself and within my family a love and appreciation for this goat's milk, and then begin to grow that goat herd based only upon my capacity to build out a reasonable market stream for this goat's milk. And I looked at the sheep, which were actually doing very well, but I did make an adjustment with them. And I said, okay, I am going to keep my flock numbers at 40 adult ewes maximum until I hit very specific fertility goals. And that is to get 1.8 lambs off of each ewe within the space of 1 year. And these adjustments brought such a sense of relief and renewed energy. I'm back to my original energy, my original focus, while still maintaining a highly manageable level of diversity. Two hard rules that I set for myself as a result of this really difficult season, and that is number one, before I commit to an animal, I need to have a set of very clearly defined goals for that animal. This is something I did for the sheep from the very beginning, but I really failed to do it for the goats and the cows. And it's not enough, as I found, just to say, I'm going to buy milk goats for food freedom, or I'm going to buy a cow for food freedom. You need to have a very clear set of objectives. You need to say, okay, I want 8 quarts of milk from those milk goats every week, or I want to harvest a whole beef every 12 months, or else you're going to get burnt out when those seasons get really intense and you have no measuring stick, essentially, to say whether or not your intense effort is worth it. But if you have that measuring stick of those original goals, you can constantly go back to it and say, okay, am I feeling exhausted because I'm just striding towards those incredible goals really fast? Or am I feeling exhausted because this animal truly isn't pulling its weight? And if those objectives are not being met, please understand this, that downsizing and adjusting is proper stewardship of both your mental and your physical energy. And it needs to be understood, really talked about more in the homesteading circle, that mental and physical energy are just as scarce a resource as topsoil, and they must be stewarded and guarded in the exact same way. Number two, hardcore rule that I set for myself is something that I really set for myself a while ago. And that is that I don't make any significant decisions during the times of most intense workload. So that for me is June, July, and the first half of August are absolutely backbreaking with respect to the workload. Really, no matter what the year has been, those have just been very, very difficult months. And so I don't make any significant goals, expansions, or destocking decisions in those months. I commit and then I step back after August 15th. Once the pasture is cool, I go out there with my coffee, I enjoy a calm set of animals, and I say, okay, what can I do again next year? And what do I really not want to do again next year? Adjusting for you might look different. It might look like getting rid of your sheep and only keeping your cows. It might look like getting rid of your goats, keeping your sheep. Or for some, you might be expanding and growing your operation with absolutely no problems. And then for others, you may hit family issues where you just have to take a step back for a season and say, I'm not quitting. I'm going to put a pause on this to take care of my family that need my time and my resources more than my animals do right now. Because we are all in a race. We are all in a race for a reason. And sometimes we put weights on ourselves that we were not intended to run with. And we get tired and we get burnt out and we think that just means we need to quit this race and we're failures. When the reality is, you just need to step back, evaluate, drop some weight, and keep running.